I'm with Christine Cunanan, and originally from the Philippines.
Hello, everyone. So nice to be here with you today.
Now, you're in a hotel, La Esperanza, in Granada, but let me talk first. I saw about you on an American website and people who have found happiness abroad, but tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm originally from the Philippines, as you've said, and I went to school in Japan and lived practically all my adult life in Japan. And from last year, I became officially a resident of Spain. So now I commute back and forth between Tokyo and Granada. And in Tokyo, I own a travel magazine and do a lot of work with hotels and on the journalism side. And when I'm here in Granada, I'm suddenly on the other side of the fence. Instead of being the one received by hotels, I'm now the one receiving journalists to the hotels. So now I have both, the best of both.
The best of both worlds.
Yes.
So tell me, so you spent a lot of time in Tokyo. What made you think about Spain? Wasn't it a blind date almost?
It really was. It was a crazy idea. I was on an airplane, on a Japan Airlines flight, landing into Tokyo in about 15 minutes. I remember the idea just popped into my head and I said, why don't I get a property in Spain? And I didn't even think about a hotel or a house. I just thought, why don't I get a property in Spain? And the reason for that was just before the pandemic happened, one of my two most favorite trips were to Spain. So, of course, Spain was on my mind.
Where did you go those first trips?
I'm sort of a crazy person. So in November, at the end of November, first week of December, I was in a little town near the between the border. I mean, just before the borders of France in the Pyrenees, but in the Oriental Pyrenees side, not the Catalonia Pyrenees side. And I loved it so much. I met the family and I enjoyed my stay so much in this little town that I decided to go back there 6 weeks later. So in a matter of 6 weeks, I was back in that same little town in the middle of nowhere in Spain, just for no reason at all, just for fun, just to walk in the snow and eat and just do nothing. So these two trips were at the back of my mind all through COVID. I mean, the 3 months of lockdown in Manila. And as I was landing, I thought, why not get a property? So the minute I got home to Tokyo, even before I unpacked my bags, wow. I went on the internet. I searched literally.
Are you always so impulsive?
I never thought I was, but my friends, when they heard I did it, they said, that's so like you. So I guess I am impulsive in that sense. Yeah. You know, everyone just said, it's so like you. And I literally, when I got home, I went on the computer and I typed properties for sale in Spain. And a couple of nice properties came out. But when I saw this, I don't know, I said, this is it. And I bought it sight unseen.
Were you looking particularly for a hotel or just somewhere to live?
I literally typed properties for sale in Spain. So I had no idea whether it was going to be a house or a hotel or a business or anything. I just thought, I want the property in Spain. And then I didn't even have a region in mind. So the other property I saw was somewhere near San Sebastian. And the other property I saw was near Alicante. And when I say I saw, I mean I looked at it very closely on the internet because we were in COVID and no one could travel. So one was in Alicante, one was in San Sebastian, and one was here in Granada. So as you can see, it was like throwing a dart on a travel board.
Oh, wow. We've got somebody coming and just lit the log fire, which is rather nice.
Yes, especially on a cold winter afternoon.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to sit by the fire here.
Yes, it's nice. So, was it luck or you must, with your background with travel and everything, you must have, with those three choices, must have made, what, a list of yes and no's and pros and cons, but no?
Absolutely nothing. I decided to buy this in 15 minutes. And it was basically just on the basis of the photo of the front facade of the building. And the former owner actually thought I was a con artist.
Really? Now, I know that the four voters were British. Maybe the British are suspicious.
No, but you do understand. It's very normal, I think, because here was someone who'd never seen their house, and they were saying that they were going to buy it. And, you know, if I were in their position too, I would probably think, is this for real?
Sight unseen.
Sight unseen, and like after two emails or something. So you can imagine what they thought, right? I mean, I think it's quite normal that they would be suspicious that this is a scam or someone trying to, you know, get something from them in some one way or another.
And when was this? How long ago?
This was in June 2020. Because I remember seeing this property around June 9 or June 10, because that's when I arrived back in Tokyo from Manila. And I purchased it, you know, like the formal turnover of this property to me was in August 25 of 2020, last year. And I set foot here 4 months later.
Now, what did you do for lawyers and stuff? How did you, were you again just trusting fate?
Oh, it was crazy because I just said, okay, I'm going to buy this. And then one thing just fell into place after another. I found a lawyer who, of course, I'd never met, and they could have been anyone, right? But they handled the transaction for me pretty decently. And then a friend of mine, or who wasn't really a friend, I'd met him at a cocktail party in Manila like a year ago and said like three words to him. He suddenly messaged me and said he was going to be in Spain. And I said, oh my goodness, I just bought a property there. And he said, oh, maybe, you know, we can kind of do business together. So I said, oh, that's perfect because I'm not there and I don't have anyone to have the keys turned over to. So he drove, he's from Asturias. And he drove all the way here with his mother and father.
Oh no!
Yes.
That's very Spanish. Travel with a family.
And you can imagine because everything was unknown. I'd never seen the place. He'd never known. He didn't know me, and he didn't know anything about this area. So of course, his mother and father had to go with him, right? Yes. But so he was very kind enough to take the keys from them and to learn everything about the house. And then his mother and father left him and he spent 3 days alone here shivering because it's quite a big house to be alone, especially if you don't know anything about the place, right? Yes. So he was, I think, shivering in fear for three nights. And then his best friend comes to join him. And I'd never met the best friend, but suddenly he messaged me and said, can my best friend come and help me? And I said, sure. And his best friend came on September 1 and he's never left the property since. He's now my business partner.
But, wow.
Yeah, and you know, he literally...
These are like dominoes.
Yes, it's like one door opened after the other, and it's just amazing. And when I say his best friend has never left the property, I think since September 1 of last year, the first day that he set foot here, he's been away from this house perhaps 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a great commitment, and he's a fantastic business partner. And he's amazing at taking care of everything. So, and I'd never met him.
No. But that gives you the freedom to do what you do in Tokyo.
Exactly. And when I'm here, it also gives me the freedom to relax and enjoy what I do best, which is interior design and talking to guests. And, you know, I like talking about the place. I like doing marketing because it's fun. Mm. But I don't like the nitty-gritty things and managing a gardening team and managing, you know, whether we have enough water in the house and all that. And he does everything perfectly. So it's a great partnership, which, you know, I'd never even imagine.
It's quite isolated in a good way because you have got good communications. We've got the motorway not so far away.
Yes.
How long does it take to get to Granada?
Well, it's 15 minutes to the motorway. And from our exit, it's 15 minutes to Granada. So it's 30 minutes all in all.
Yeah, it took me about an hour from Nerka, so
it's right.
And what do you make of Granada province? You've got the sea, you've got the Sierra Nevada.
I love it. I think we're perfectly positioned. As you said, for example, you know, we're 90 minutes from Malaga International Airport, which is the main gateway into southern Spain. And at the same time, we're 30 minutes from Granada. We're very near the Sierra Nevada. We're 2 hours from Cordoba. We're 30 minutes to the coast for me, we have everything. And at the same time, we're in the middle of nowhere, which is fantastic because where I live in Tokyo, I live next to the Prime Minister. And
I beg your pardon?
Yes. And, you know, it's the middle. It's the middle of a 20 million inhabited city. So from this city of 20 million to this
wow
place with a where the next town is 120 people,
yes,
it's an incredible contrast, but at the same time, it's a great combination.
Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that yin and yang?
Definitely.
Isn't that,
I think so.
Isn't that a little bit, you know, mystic in some ways?
Yes, everything about this is mystic as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I never planned any of it, and I still don't. But just the right people turn up at the right time, and everything happens at the right time. We've never had a bad experience. Everything is going well. I mean, we've been open 11 weeks now. We're full every weekend. Literally full every weekend. And it's just, for me, for a new property that's, you know, not really out there,
it's
incredible. And I've met, you know, my first day, I came back from Tokyo last week. And the next day, I met the new mayor of Granada.
And well, you know what you're doing.
I know. Either that or I'm very lucky. But I met the new mayor of Granada, and I invited him to come over, and he's just accepted. You know, we've invited him to bring his family and have dinner with us. And so, and he's looking forward to coming over.
Wow.
So, you know, it's really, literally, it's one door after another opening.
Wow. It's incredible. And describe what we've got here, because a long hall, it's got a wooden ceiling, there's a lovely wooden fireplace. What other buildings? It's all around the patio, yes?
Yes. My idea of this was to make it a mini Alhambra. So everything in the house, which I chose, has been something from the local area, something from Granada province, because I really want, you know, I don't want people to come into this hotel and say, it's beautiful, but it's just another nice hotel in the countryside. I really want them to feel the culture of Andalusia, the culture of Granada in particular. So, for example, our courtyard, it wasn't like this before. It was all very plain. And so when I walked in, I said, my goodness, we need color here. We need life, because Granada, Andalusia is color and life. So I asked some of the most famous artisans of Granada to recreate the design of the Alhambra for me, for the tiles.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, two families, actually. One is a very famous ceramist in Granada, very well respected, and the other comes from a line of tile makers that dates back 500 years. So it's safe to assume that they made the tiles for the Alhambra.
They know what they're doing.
Yes.
And there's a fountain. You've got to have water.
Yes.
You?
So we have water going there, like the Alhambra, in a very quiet kind of fountain. And the tiles, as I said, this is made by a tile maker with a 500-year history of tile making. And the rest were made by a very prominent tile maker and his team of, you know, Muslim faith. And it's so interesting because after they finished the whole courtyard, they prayed over it in Arabic. You know, the Muslim call to prayer, the Islamic call to prayer. And it was so beautiful. You know, it was spine tingling, actually, to feel. It is almost like I had the Alhambra here. So this is the idea. We have a main house, which is really like a private villa, which you can rent on your own. So right now we have guests who are renting it for 10 days. And the rest are suites and rooms. And where we are sitting, this used to be a barn.
Right.
And I've made it into a breakfast room and a salon where people can relax by the fire, or in the summer we open all the doors so that it's breezy and nice, and it's very useful for weddings. We're very, very popular for weddings. We've had couples who come here, and when they see this, they cancel their previous reservation. I mean, they forfeit their deposit. And for example, 3 days ago, we had two couples. They had a paid hotel booking in Malaga, but they'd seen our website. So they said, chuck the hotel in Malaga, never mind having paid it, and we're going to stay in this place. And when they came here, they said, oh my goodness, we made the right decision.
Yes.
So we get a lot of stories like this. We have a guest. We had the lady from Madrid, you know, a couple from Madrid. When the lady left, she sent us a poem about La Esperanza Granada. And she sent us a poem about our hotel, which ended with, thank you, La Esperanza Granada, for being in our lives.
Wow.
It's really amazing and wonderful to have these people. And we have brides writing online. So, you know, it's verifiable. You can search it and it comes up. But one bride said, you know, this is the best decision I've ever made in my life. I mean, for a hotel like us, you know, just a few weeks old, to be told this is the best decision I've ever made in my life, it really makes us happy.
Do you want to keep it intimate?
Yes. For one thing...
How are you going to do that?
Well, we are limited in size. We are in some of the most protected land in Spain. So the plot-to-building ratio here is very, very strict. So this is... We cannot add any more than what we have now. And what we have is 8 bedrooms. So what we want to do is offer a truly luxurious, and not luxurious in the sense of an over-the-top, but a authentic, a luxuriously authentic.
A luxurious experience.
Yes, an authentic hacienda experience, really, because it's very hard to find that nowadays. I mean, a lot of hotels buy old buildings, for example, but, you know, redo it very stylishly inside with modern interiors and beige furniture and all that kind of thing. But I really wanted it to be like a very kind of individual taste and a lot of personality, and, you know, with antiques and art, and, you know, I chucked all the beige furniture out, actually. So, you know, I really wanted it to have the color and the vibrancy of Andalusia.
Well, I think you've achieved it. Congratulations.
I hope so. It's a work in progress.
Felicidades. But I think your life is always a work in progress, isn't it?
It is, it is. And I'd like to make it a masterpiece in progress. But yes, my gardeners, you know, whenever I come over, because I've just arrived a few days ago, whenever I'm here, they like go, you know, they put their hands to their forehead because it's like, oh my goodness, she's got more ideas.
Keep them busy.
Yes, no, because I want this to be the most beautiful hotel of its kind. We can't be the most beautiful hotel in the world,
no.
But we can be the most beautiful hotel of our kind. And this is what I want to do.
You know the Spanish word, ojalá?
Ojalá, yes.
Ojalá, I wish it would be.
Yes, yes.
So I wish you that.
Yes. And well, it will happen.
It will.
You know,
happen.
Because impossible is not a word in my vocabulary. In fact, going back to the former owners, when they started doubting me, because again, who buys a place like this over the internet almost? I said to them, I assure you, you'll never meet anyone like me. So, impossible
and
is not a word.
They were pleasantly surprised, were they?
Well, I hope so. They've sold it and they wanted to sell it. So.
Yes. Do you keep in touch with them or not?
No, not at all. Actually, because I'd never even met them.
No, you see, yeah.
Yeah, because I only got here 4 months after the turnover. So this acquaintance of mine who I spoke 3 words to at the cocktail party, he met them, but I never did because I was here 4 months later.
Well, I suppose if you look at the building, that's a chapter that's closed and we've got a new chapter that's opened. And,
definitely.
And you're the author of the chapter.
Yes, well, you know, we had to change almost everything. Because it was a very British style, understandably, and I wanted a Spanish hacienda. So we had to redo everything here to make it a Spanish hacienda. And it's been fun because I just love redoing houses. It's something I'm passionate about. So yeah. I've been given lots of space now to do it. And suddenly all the spaces are filled. So, oh my goodness, I'm looking at another house in a nearby village and my business partner wants to kill me because he says we can't do another one. We can't possibly do it. We're still finishing this one. Well, and again, I saw it over the internet again and sent it to him. And I said, go for it. Look for it. And look at it. And bid it at this price. And if they say it, let's buy it. And he says, oh my goodness, here we go again.
Well, I'm charmed. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you too, and it's been a pleasure talking about this adventure of La Esperanza Granada.
That's great.